Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he will.
Hey, hey, hey. It is Friday, June the 3rd. 2022. Amen. New month, and it's already on the third day. How about that? Amen. And it's Friday. So, these days are going by so fast. Amen. Amen. I want to send a shout out to Denise Giss, Camilla Parker, Ayana, and Curlin Davis in Alabama. God bless you, and may God keep you and your families. And shout out to Jacqueline, and her family. God bless you. I hope that you got the most needed rest. Today's topic, God can give you strength and confidence, coming from Mark 9:24 and from the New King James Version. Amen. Hallelujah. The promise, when you have fears or doubt, God can give you strength and confidence. Even the most faithful Christians are overcome by occasional bouts of fear and doubt. You are no different. When you feel that your faith is being tested to its limits, seek the comfort and assurance of the one who sent his son as a sacrifice for you. Have you ever felt your faith in God slipping away? If so, you are not alone. Every life, including yours, is a series of successes and failures, celebrations and disappointments, joys and sorrows, hopes and doubt. But even when you feel very distant from God, God is never distant from you. When you sincerely seek his presence, he will touch your heart, calm your fears, and restore your faith in the future and your faith in him. Resisting his will for your life will cause you to doubt. Dear Lord, when I'm filled with uncertainty and doubt, give me faith in the dark moments of life. Keep me mindful of your healing power and your infinite love, so that I may live courageously and faithfully today and every day. Amen. All you have to do is open your mouth and pray, and God, he will give you what you desire and what you need at that particular time. Have a safe and wonderful weekend, even though school is about to be out for some and some are already out. Still, we have COVID in Virginia and other parts of the country. The rate here is high. So still, like I said, wear your mask. The option is yours. The decision is yours. And have a safe and wonderful weekend. God bless you. Keep God first in your life. I love you, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. And keep the blessings of the Lord within you. Amen. Amen.